This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Poltergeist.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Grab onto your faces.
Like that movie.
Yeah.
Get Out. Yeah. Yeah, this is a Poltergeist. It feels like we just did this because we had the Phantom, but this is different.
This is definitely different. Mostly because it can affect the world around it, and it isn't just some kind of strange hologram.
Yeah, it's not a trap.
It's not a macabre hologram.
It's weird though, but it tells you, like, it goes through a lot of things because it throws things. It's a poltergeist, but instead of just making a big whirlwind of, you know, small objects and detritus, it takes a big heavy thing, tosses at you, and then the thing says it doesn't hurt. Right. Like it says, it's like the heaviest thing someone could throw.
Mm-hmm.
And then the monster's panel goes out of its way to say it does no damage, which I am very surprised by. It just scares you.
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's
why can't I give it a fear beam? Like it's functionally a fear beam, but it's someone hucking a desk at you.
Yeah, like it doesn't specifically say that it's creating an illusion of that. The illusions come later, and that's badass as well.
Yeah, for sure. Even though that's very similar to the Phantom.
Yeah.
Like the same thing happens. It just creates an illusion that makes it aspire to like a weaker monster.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit too much overlap here, but like, what's the heaviest thing you can throw, Cole?
I mean, how far?
Like a good huck, like across the room. Like if you wanted to hurt me or anyone, what is the heaviest thing you could throw?
I'm like looking around my office and living room here. I could probably, if you held still, like throw my recliner at you.
Yeah, that'd be tricky. Like maybe across a room though, that might be difficult, but maybe.
If we're looking at like a 5 to 10 foot span, people standing in a room. Yeah.
I think a really good weight to distance to like damage ratio would be like a cinder block.
Yeah, a cinder block like or a guitar. I think I could fling a bass guitar at you.
Yeah, or a bass guitar, like you curse Novoselic yourself. Like, hi Axel. But it doesn't do any damage.
Yeah.
This guy throws a guitar at you and it's just like, I'm scared. Well, yeah, you're scared. You're going to get your teeth fucking knocked out.
Yeah.
Chris Novoselic's about. It's like the old children rhyme goes. Get your teeth knocked out. Chris Novoselic's about.
Wait a minute. Listen. Wait. Shh. Whoa, weird. Wait a minute. Did you hear that? Oh, maybe it was a mosquito. No, no. Wait a minute. Oh no, the water.
No man is that tall. Yes.
Oh no.
What if we just do this foley of a Phantom Chris Novoselic attacking for another like 7 solid minutes? Like just, oh, what do I, what was that?
Wait a minute, turn off the lights, that's less dangerous.
I don't have a gun. Well, good, but face. Run.
This is the dumbest thing.
It's pretty close, but I don't like it's got to be up there. I'd enter into the dummies for the end of the year, but I don't know if it's gonna take the golden ass.
We can't cut on that because we have to describe the picture because it's not they say this thing is invisible. But for something that's invisible, they certainly decided to put a lot of effort into that expression.
Well, some people can see it, and it just looks like a very sad guy who got ripped off on some chains. Like somebody sold him some chains. He's just realizing now that he bought counterfeit chains.
He bought them off Amazon.
Yeah.
I thought these were metal, but they're just painted shiny.
Yeah. And they're just like, he's just like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. It's a very funny picture. Yeah. This is what they say is like what happens to your face when you're warped by terror.
Yep.
Like you just turn into, you know, like a Quasimodo dipshit.
Yeah. You look like you just watched somebody spill their pop. Like, no.
Oh, man. I would have taken a sip of that. I wanted to try it. It was a limited Jones soda flavor.
Here, let me throw these paper towel at it. Oh, no, it didn't soak anything.
And if I were a ghost, I feel like I'd get my teeth back. I wouldn't just still be missing a tooth. Like, that seems unfair.
Yeah.
You know? Like, poor guy. No, I'm back on his side.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.